computers are smart. Can't they just draw district lines for us? Hannah Whelan is a data specialist with the Princeton Gerrymandering Project. She says, sure, computers can draw district lines. In fact, that's the way the process works. But behind the technology, there's always a human being plugging in the directions.
And an algorithm might always have some of the developer's biases just built into it, even if we didn't realize that we put that into it.
Those biases come into play because the rules that govern map making are fuzzy. Sure, districts need to have the same number of people, that's clear cut, but they also have to keep communities together and not dilute minority voting power. These are problems that need human judgment to solve, says Whelan.
We might be able to code a computer to make those judgments, but then they can't, you know, explain how they made certain decisions.
And with district maps always under the judicial spotlight, those decisions are certain to be evaluated. And a person, lawmaker or programmer, will always be on the hook. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.